at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Welcome to Intravenous, a show where we share the stories, ideas, and experiences of women and femmes. Every week, we take a closer look at what it means to live, work, and create in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities. And we explore topics like gender-based violence, inequality, and feminism in a way that's inclusive, real, and honest. My name is Nicole Hines, and thank you so much for joining me today. Today's show is centered around an important date in Canadian history, December 6th. December 6th marks the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. We're also talking about the powerful documentary In the Room today, and later on we'll spotlight Canadian singer-songwriter and environmental activist Sarah Harmer. You'll also get to hear some tracks from Sarah throughout the show today. On December 6th, 1989, a 25-year-old man walked into an engineering classroom at Montreal's École Polytechnique carrying a semi-automatic rifle. Within 20 minutes, 14 women were murdered, targeted specifically because they were women. 14 others were injured, including 4 men, before the gunman took his own life. This act of violent, targeted misogyny shook the entire country. In the years that followed, Parliament designated December 6th as the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, a day to honor the victims, reflect on this ongoing issue, and commit to action. Today, we honor the lives of the 14 women who were killed. Genevieve Bergeron, Helene Colgan, Nathalie Croteau, Barbara Desgenaux, Anne-Marie Edward, Maude Havernick, Maurice Lagagnère, Maurice LeClaire, Anne-Marie LeMay, Sonia Pelletier, Michel Richard, Annie Saint-Arnaud, Annie Turcotte, and Barbara Klusnik-Wittige-Uwizik. More than 30 years later, this remains one of the most painful chapters in Canadian history, and a reminder that gender-based violence is not a thing of the past. It continues in our communities, our institutions, and our homes. I want to share a short piece created by the Huron Domestic Assault Review Team. It's a community collaboration aimed at education, awareness, and support for survivors of domestic and sexual violence.
The Huron Domestic Assault Review Team, known as DART, is a committee of community partners that work together to address violence against women in Huron County. We work to provide training and education to build awareness and understanding on domestic and sexual violence.
December 6th marks a tragic anniversary of the mass shooting at L'École Polytechnique de Montréal, where 14 young women were violently murdered because they were women. December 6th has been designated as the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. The day is about remembering and honoring those who have experienced gender-based violence It is also about taking action to prevent violence.
December 6th falls within the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. During the 16 days of activism, people around the world come together to raise awareness about gender-based violence, challenge discriminatory attitudes, and call for improved laws and services to end violence against women. Within Huron County, many organizations and businesses lower their flags to half-mast as a sign of honor and to express a collective sense of sorrow that is shared among all Canadians. Awareness banners have also been placed around various community organizations and businesses.
Gender-based violence is any form of violence that is committed against someone based on their gender identity, gender expression, or perceived gender. Half of all women in Canada have experienced at least one incident of physical or sexual violence since the age of 16. Gender-based violence includes all types of violence: physical, sexual, verbal, emotional, and psychological, as well as financial, criminal harassment, neglect, technology-assisted, and human trafficking. Some examples can include catcalling or whistling at women and girls, laughing at sexist jokes, or any type of intimate partner violence.
Although some time has passed since the December 6th tragedy, gender-based violence is still a very serious concern. Gender-based violence costs people their lives. Approximately every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The number of individuals impacted on a daily basis is substantial. On any given night in Canada, 3,491 women and their 2,724 children sleep in shelters because it isn't safe at home. This does not account for the number of people who feel unsafe at home but can't get to a safe place. Women often stay because the abuser has threatened to kill them if they leave, or to kill himself, or to kill the children.
Gender-based violence is happening in Huron County. The OPP has received increasing reports in the number of gender-based violence calls in recent years. Each year, various local crisis lines and services are accessed over 1,000 times. We need to continue to talk about gender-based violence because even one person is too many to experience violence. Let's keep the conversation going and take action to make Huron County a safe community for everyone.
It just takes one person. Addressing gender-based violence in Huron County starts with you. Number one, know the signs. Learn the signs of relationship abuse and gender-based violence. Education and awareness is a big part of preventing violence. Number two, trust your instincts. If you feel as though you are unsafe or someone you know is unsafe, talk to someone who can help. Number three, don't ignore it. If you hear someone making comments that are insulting or put downs towards women, speak up and tell them their language is not okay.
Number four, lend an ear. If someone comes to you with their safety concerns, listen without judgment. Believe what they are telling you and ask what you can do to help. Number five, know the local resources. Learn about the resources and supports available in the community. The Huron Women's Shelter, Victim Services, and OPP know how to support individuals and how to keep them safe. Someone experiencing violence may not be able to find out this information on their own. Number six, keep the conversation going and join the movement. Continue to make gender-based violence part of your conversations. Take part in community events. The many community partners on Huron DART play an active role in ensuring victims are safe. Our organizations are here to listen, support, provide safety suggestions, and help with referrals to services to assist individuals. We make all efforts to ensure victims know that they are not alone.
Maryse Leclerc. Anne-Marie Lemay. Sonia Pelletier. Michel Richard. Annie Sinterno. Annie Turcotte. Barbara Klusnik-Widajewicz.
Genevieve Bergeron. Hélène Coquelin. Nathalie Croteau. Barbara Daigneault. Anne-Marie Edouard. Maud Havelnack. Maryse Langière.
More information about Huron DART can be found on our website and Facebook page. Our website contains contact information for all of the community partners who support DART and who are here to help. Please remember, if you or someone you know is in immediate danger from violence, call 911.
And that is a link that I'll be sharing in the show notes because it is a piece from about a little over 6 minutes. So I will give you access to this piece as well. And to give us a moment to reflect on, you know, what we've heard and what I've shared in this first portion of our show today, I am going to play a song from today's artist spotlight, which is Sarah Harmer, and we are going to hear her song, The Thief.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
And again, that was Sarah Harmer with The Thief. I'll be talking a little bit more about Sarah Harmer later on in this episode. But right now I'm going to shift over to chat about what gender-based violence looks like today. Gender-based violence is not only a historical tragedy, it's an urgent and ongoing crisis. Here in British Columbia and across Canada, rates of sexual assault have risen drastically. Between 2013 and 2023, reported incidents in BC increased from 2,707 to 4,458. Nationally, level one sexual assaults increased by 51%. And assaults involving a weapon or bodily harm increased by 77% over the same decade. One in three women in Canada will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. But here's one of the most important pieces. Only 6% of survivors report the assault to police. Reasons can vary. It can be anything from the stigma, fear of not being believed, going through the trauma again of it all when you are sharing this information. And basically, you know, it is also feeling shame, blame, or lack of confidence in our policing and justice systems. That is one of the huge reasons why a lot of people don't report, because the basically people don't end up getting enough time for the crime, essentially. And even when survivors do come forward, you know, very few cases end up even leading to a guilty finding or, as I mentioned, any sort of actual jail time with it all. So when we talk about ending gender-based violence, we're not just talking about like a symbolic gesture. We're talking about a public health crisis, one that's rooted in misogyny, racism, ableism, homophobia, transphobia, and colonial violence. To help frame the conversation, here is a clip that breaks down what gender-based violence actually is.
What is gender-based violence? Gender-based violence, or GBV, is any act of violence against a person.
Okay, so I am going to try that clip one more time here. There was just a little bit of a issue, so let us try to see if I can play this again. If not, I will try it a little later on in the show.
Violence. Gender.
Okay, and let's try one more time.
Based violence, or GBV, is any act of violence against a person because of their gender or gender identity. According to UN Women, more than one in three women experience gender-based violence during their lifetime. GBV can take many forms, including physical, sexual, psychological, or socioeconomic. It can occur in the home, community, or workplace, and leave serious and long-lasting consequences for the victim and the perpetrator. These are different types of gender-based violence. Domestic violence is violence used to gain or maintain power and control over their partner. Femicide is intentional murder of women because of their gender. Every hour, 5 women are killed by someone in their own family. Female genital mutilation involves intentionally causing injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. It is considered a social norm in many cultures but can cause severe pain, health complications, and even death. Even cyberbullying and doxing, or public release of information about the victim, can be forms of digital violence when done against because of their gender. How can gender-based violence be addressed? Unfortunately, less than 40% of women who experience violence seek help. Many of them are afraid to report it, and some of them do not realize they are victims of gender-based violence. The efforts of individuals like Waris Dhiri, a supermodel and advocate against FGM, demonstrate the power of activism in driving change. After years of campaigning, a resolution was passed to ban the practice of FGM, and in 2019, Waris Dhiri received the Sunhack Peace Prize for her contributions to women's rights. Freedom from violence is a fundamental human right, and we must work together to create a world where everyone is safe and free from harm. As stated by Dr. Hak Ja Han, a society that fails to uplift the voices of women cannot achieve true peace and justice.
I am glad that I was able to share that piece because the definition of gender-based violence is so important, and it reminds us that gender-based violence includes everything from physical and sexual violence to emotional abuse, harassment, stalking, coercive control, and systemic discrimination. Now we're going to get back to a track from Sarah Harmer. This is another beautiful song from Sarah, and this is going to give us another time to pause and reflect. So here is Shoemaker by Sarah Harmer off of her album, Are You Gone? So
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every four LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Knew.